जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद प्रभु नित्यानंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Astotrasya Sri Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Astotrasya Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Shishi Guru and Gauranga, all glorious Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraya Nashta Prayesa Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavatir Naishtaki. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, entitled Ideal Family Life, Text 37. Purani Anena Srishtani Nahu Tiryak Rishihi Devataha Sete Jivena रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषः हि हसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः सेते जीवेन रूपेण सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः सेते रूप सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ सृष्टानि पुराण्यनेन शिष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवतः सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि ऋषिदेवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि शिष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरुषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन शिष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवता देवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो ह्यसौ पुराण्यनेन सृष्टानि नृतिर्यग्रिषिदेवताः What word meaning? Purane. Residential places or bodies. Anena. By him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srishtani. Among those creations. Nirh. Man. Tiryak. Other than human beings. Animals, birds, etc. Rishihi. Saintly persons. Devataha. And demigods. Sete. Lies down. Jivena. With the living entities. Rupena. In the form of Paramatma. Pureshu. Within these residential places. Our bodies. Purushaha. The Supreme Lord. He. Indeed. Asau. He. The Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as the Purushavatara. Please repeat responsively. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as the Purushavatara. Purport by His Divine Grace. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, it is said, Ishvaras sarva bhutana mruddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wandering of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. The living entity, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body, which is like a machine. Just to keep him alive in that body, the Lord remains with him as the Purusha, Kshiro Dakasai Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.35. Ekyo pasaura chayutam jagadanda kotim yakchakti rasti jagadanda chayayadanta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord, Purusha, remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities.
Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
वाञ्चाकल्पतरभ्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादिपस्तच्च देशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम नारद मुनि इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग युधिष्ठिर महाराज अबाउट आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ। In this particular verse, Narada Muni is explaining how different bodies are created by the Supreme Lord for the living being who wanted to enjoy in different ways. It is explained here how the form of human being, within human being also there are different varieties of people with varieties of desires. Animals, saintly person, the body of saintly person, it is stated here, and the demigods. So there are, here it is said, residential places. It's like there are a lot of development happening in Mira Road. Like different flats are made. Some are low income, some are middle income, some are little high income, luxurious flats. So different varieties of flats are made by different kinds of builders. But then depending upon your buying capacity, you can buy a flat. Row house, bungalow, different things are there. Somebody doesn't have money, how he can buy bungalow? So depending upon one's karma and the supervision of the higher authorities, one actually gets the particular kind of body. Karmana daiva netrena deho deho papattaye jantu deho papattaye. Karmana daiva netrena. Karma is one criteria. It's not only karma, then it's not automatically you can get. You may have the buying capacity, but somebody has to allot to you the flat. Okay, you take this third floor, this such and such flat. You can't just go and occupy any flat you want. Daiva netrena, the supervision of the demigods who are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jantu deho upattaye. The living entity gets a particular kind of body depending upon these two factors. So here it is explained by Narada Rishi how different kinds of bodies are created depending upon the person's previous karma. In the previous life, if somebody has actually executed some kind of spiritual activity, obviously he is looking forward for a saintly body. No, for him also the body is ready. He can obviously get it. And somebody wants to enjoy heavenly opulence, demigod's body also the Supreme Lord can offer. So in this way, when the living entity within this material world tries to either enjoy, or even if he is on the path of apavarga, then he gets a saintly body. So depending upon his desire and the accumulated karma, he gets a particular kind of body. Once he gets a particular kind of body, he actually tries to enjoy in this material world. Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sat asad yoni janmasu. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states that the living entity in this material world, influenced by the three modes, he tries to enjoy. The enjoying tendency is there. So Krishna says there Purusha. He is referring to the living entity as Purusha there. So the living entity who is having the characteristic of enjoying tendency. So enjoying is the characteristic of a Purusha. The living entity in the material world tries to exploit this material energy and tries to enjoy. Either he may male form, female form. Male is referred as Purusha. Female is Stri or Prakriti. Because the predominant characteristic in the male form is to enjoy. But he is not actually an enjoyer, real enjoyer in the truest sense. He is in fact also Prakriti but superior. Jivas, all Jivas are superior Prakriti. The material nature is Prakriti and all the living entities are referred as Para Prakriti. Among the para prakriti, somebody thinks superior, somebody inferior, male, female. So even in that, male form, he is not actually the real enjoyer. So but when he is in the mood of enjoyment, trying to enjoy, depending upon different kinds of karma he commits, sad, asad, yoni, janmashu, sometimes he is born in the higher, so maybe in the heavenly planets, sometimes he is born in the lower planetary system, different species of life, even in the same planetary system, sometimes born as an animal, sometimes born as a, you know, in the aristocratic family. So different facilities the living entity gets because he is in the mood of enjoying within the material world, influenced by the three modes. As long as he is in that mood, he has to keep going on in the cycle of birth and death. Goes on the cycle of birth and death. So, here it is explained by Prabhupada how this living entity, depending upon his desire and karma, when he gets different kinds of body, Krishna is so merciful. He is so merciful that he actually accompanies the living entity in all kinds of bodies. Whether he is born as an animal, whether he is born in the lower planetary system, whether he is born in the higher planetary system. So Krishna mercifully accompanies the living entity. As it is stated, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. So the Supreme Lord, as Paramatma, he accompanies the living entity. It is stated that the living entity is seated in the region of the heart and the Paramatma also is seated in the region of the heart. Thumb size. It is said that the Paramatma is of the size of a thumb. Thumb size. So, the living entity, after assuming a particular kind of body, he thinks, you know, he is everything. He can do just anything he wants. Without knowing that, if the Supreme Lord does not allow him to do any activity, he can't even do anything. The Supreme Lord plays the role of Upadrishtanu Mantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehosmin Purusha Paraha. It is stated the Supreme Lord is the Upadrishta overseer. He has to oversee everything. It is not that without anybody seeing us we can be just independently doing whatever we want. Upadrishta Anumanta is permitting, he is allowing. If the Lord doesn't allow, it's not possible even to execute any activity. As it is stated, even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He allows it to happen. When it actually happens, it looks like we are just independent to do it, but it is not the case. Supreme Lord allows. And Bharta Bhokta, Bharta, he is the master. The living entity within the body thinks he is actually the master. He is not really the master. Bharta Bhokta, enjoyer, he thinks also he is the enjoyer. Oh, I am a Purusha, I am going to enjoy. It's not really enjoy, it is only illusion thinking that one is enjoying. It's a very flickering enjoyment, so-called enjoyment. Maheshwara, Supreme Controller. Paramatmeti Chapyukto, it is said that he is seated as a Paramatma within the heart. Exactly here it is stated how the Supreme Lord is seated as Paramatma within the heart. Deheshmin Purusha Para. So this Paramatma, who is the permitter, who is the overseer, who is the enjoyer, who is the permitter, who is the supreme controller, he is actually the Purusha. Even though other place it is said Purusha, that is the illusion of the living entity thinking that he is Purusha. The living entity can never be Purusha actually. The Supreme Lord is always the Purusha. So, it is exactly like, it is explained in Katha Upanishad, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari Ji ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, how this body is like a chariot with five horses. Five horses are dragon. Body is like chariot. Five senses are five horses. And the mind is the reins connecting the horses to the driver. Driver is the intelligence. And the passenger is sitting. Passenger is sitting in the back seat. And he is the Jivatma. So the path, the road is the different kind of path. One can take any path. Sometimes you can take karma, jnana, dhyana, different paths. So the living entity within this chariot, traveling on the path, he thinks he is everything, but actually the Supreme Lord, it is not mentioned there explicitly, so to say, but the Supreme Lord possesses everything. Not only the road, it is like the king. For example, the king is there, he appoints a commander and he gives him a chariot. Please, you take this chariot and do all this work for me. And this whole kingdom is also king's, chariot is also king's. And this fellow commander is also servant of the king, so he is also king's, and everything is king's. But when the commander is driving the chariot, he cannot think that, hey, it's all mine, I am driving the chariot, just let me do whatever I want. When he starts acting independently, not obeying the order given by the king, he will be punished. Even though king is not directly in the picture, still everything belongs to the king. King is actually the enjoyer. King is sending, okay, you go and please deliver this message to the other king. Those days, messages have to be carried personally. You can't send an email or SMS. Bulk SMS, one stroke, everybody got the message. Life is becoming easier. Getting complicated also in different ways. Message have to be delivered means the person has to carry those days. Either you go on the horse or go on a chariot, whatever. Suppose, if the king says, please go and deliver this message, the messenger cannot just do, he's traveling on the way, he says, oh, this is a nice place. He forgets about delivering the message and starts enjoying the things on the way. He'll punish, hey, what's happening? I told you to do this job, you're not doing. So, the Supreme Lord, who is the supreme controller, who is sarva-vihapi, is actually possessor, enjoyer of everything. Even though the messenger is traveling, he cannot enjoy independent of the king. So in the same way, the Paramatma, who is seated within the heart, is actually directing the living entity in different ways. And this existence of Paramatma is an important aspect of the philosophical thing, of our philosophical position. It is confirmed in Svetashvatara Upanishad that how the living entity and the super soul, they are compared to two birds sitting in a tree. Dva suparna sajuya sahaya samanam vriksham parishashvajate. It is stated that exactly like two birds can sit in a tree, and one bird is enjoying the fruits of the tree, another bird is only witnessing. It is explained how the fruits are the sense pleasure, this tree is this entire material universe wherein there are different opportunities, you know, sometimes enjoying one kind of fruit, one sense enjoyment, sometimes another sense enjoyment, depending upon the desire of the living entity, different facilities are there within this material universe. So sometimes one is enjoying one branch, another times another branch, like that different branches of this material universe one enjoys, but the Supreme Lord is seated as the witness. So this particular Vedic mantra from this Upanishad is actually the foundation for how the living entity is separate from the Supreme Personality of God. It is not one, not abheda, bheda, there is a difference. So Mayavadis, they quote a various Vedic text to state how the living entity is, Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. It's not from somewhere else. It is also from Shastra. Tattvamasi. You are that. Soham. That is how you are that. These are all the statements that impersonalists, especially the Mayavadis, they used to say that how the living entity is actually Brahman, but now he is under Maya, so when he comes out of Maya, he will know how he is actually Brahman. But here, also there are statements about how the living entity is different from the Supreme Lord. So Paramatma and Atma, these are like two birds. Very distinctly said that these are two birds seated in a tree. One bird is enjoying, another bird is not enjoying. So there is no question of one becoming another. The enjoying bird cannot become the overseeing bird another day. No, it's not going to be. So our philosophical position, all Vaishnava Siddhanta, Dvaita, they take this as a strong support. But following the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how both Veda and Abheda are simultaneously possible. It is qualitatively one and quantitatively different, and that is also inconceivable. Achintya Veda Abheda Tattva is possible by stating how Paramatma is actually distinct from the living entity. So, it is stated here by Prabhupada, the living entity is using this machine, this body is compared to a machine, yantra, like a chariot. Chariot is also like a machine, you know. And this machine is properly working because of the Purusha, the real Purusha, that is Krishna, supporting it to work. For example, one may be having a body, but if the Supreme Lord is not permitting it to work, then the body will not work also. Suppose somebody gets a paralysis, you know, one side is not functioning. Body is there, the hand is there, but he will not be able to move. He has a desire to move also. He may say that, oh, let me move my hand. But still, facility is withdrawn. Hand is there, it looks like any other normal hand, but the fellow cannot lift the hand. The leg is there, he cannot move it. So even though machine, this body is like a machine, you know, Krishna says yantra, because many of the parts work just mechanically. You can even make replacement of these parts, knee replacement, hip replacement, wall, this replacement, that replacement. You can replace those things, yantra. So this yantra is also working properly because the Lord allows it to work. So Prabhupada quotes how the Supreme Lord is pervading the entire creation. This one particular universe pervades. Not only that, there are millions and millions of universes coming from the body of Mahavishnu. Karano Dakasai Vishnu. Cause. He is the cause of this entire material creation. So, it is stated how as Karanadvaka Sai Vishnu, he is pervading all the universes, all the material universes. Then he expands within the universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, from whom this Brahma is coming, from his navel, and Brahma is creating within all the planets within this universe. Then he again expands as the Paramatma, as Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. So these three Vishnu forms, they are collectively called as Purushavatars. So as Paramatma, the Lord is pervading the entire universe, even every single atom. Every single atom is perverted. He is within the atom and is without that also. He is outside the atom also. He is in the living bodies also. So if every atom is perverted, that means with his impersonal energy, the Lord is pervading everything, even our own body. In our body, we are pervading the body by means of consciousness. We are pervading also. We have the spirit soul has a capacity to pervade also, but only limited to his body. Because the consciousness is spreading all over the body, pervading all over the body. It is exactly given, Vedanta Sutra says, it is exactly like you put a bulb in a room, the light spreads all over the room. Exactly like that, the spirit soul, who is seated within the heart, pervades this entire body by means of consciousness. The consciousness is like energy, like light. Light is pervading the room, consciousness is pervading the body. So, because we are pervading this body, we are aware of what is happening in our body. What is happening in my toe? Suppose some ant is coming, a mosquito. Relevant example for Meera Road is mosquito. A mosquito may come and bite your leg, you know, but immediately you know, no, because you are conscious. You know what's happening in your body. Immediately you said, hey, my mosquito is biting me. In the same way, in addition to we pervading our body, Krishna is also pervading our body as Paramatma, because he is pervading the entire universe, so our body is also part of it. So Krishna is pervading my body, Krishna is pervading your body, Krishna is pervading animals' body, Krishna is pervading everything, sarva vyapi. So he knows everything what is happening in the universe, including everybody, what everyone is thinking. Thought process, Krishna knows. I don't know what you are thinking, you don't know what I am thinking anyway. But Krishna knows what everybody is thinking as Ishvara. So, so Paramatma is referred here as the Purushavatars. Purushavatars. So it is stated how Lord Krishna expands as Balaram. From Balaram, the first Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha comes. And in this way, there are second quadrupole expansion like that. So, it is stated by Prabhupada that, from the scriptures, there are three Purushas. Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. So, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu is actually expansion of Shankarshan feature, Shankarshan. And Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is expansion of Pradyumna feature, Pradyumna expands. And Shirodaka Sai Vishnu is expansion of Aniruddha. Even though all three are Purushas, but they are expansions of the quadruple, that is Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, these three features are expanded as Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. So in this way, as Purusha is enabling the Jiva to enjoy so-called enjoyment, is allowing the living entity to enjoy various facilities, and for this enjoyment the Supreme Lord is giving various forms of life, different bodies. The Supreme Lord is giving, take this body and enjoy. But when one actually understands that these facilities are given not to enjoy and remain here. Not to enjoy and remain here, but perform the activity so that one can be relieved from here. The whole chapter is dedicated here by Narada Muni, how one can utilize these facilities given by the Supreme Lord for serving Him. Exactly like, as we said, the machine, the body is like a machine, like a chariot. Let us say the chariot is given, and if the chariot is used for the king's purpose, then the person is properly situated. The king will give him more facilities. Okay, I gave you a job, you went and did the job, okay, you are promoted. But if the person does not do the job, comes back, then he will say, hey, what is wrong? You didn't do the job properly. He will be demoted actually. Go down. So in the same way, this body, which is like a chariot given to every living entity, forgetting about what is the purpose it is given for. If one tries to enjoy different facilities, obviously there are a lot of facilities in the material world Krishna has given. All these facilities there, when one tries to enjoy, then is actually entangled. But when one uses these facilities for the service of Krishna, exactly like a messenger will use the facility given to him for the king's purpose. The king has given the job, okay, go and do it. So when one uses like that, then he can use the same facility, the facilities are same, for getting out of this material world. Especially in this chapter, Narada Muni is dealing about the family life. Especially the living entity who has got the tendency to enjoy, the family life is the situation where he can enjoy the most. Enjoyment is there in every ashram also. Even there is enjoyment in Brahmachari ashram. No? You can have wonderful Mahaprasad. That is also enjoyment. A specific thing you want, that is also kind of, but these are all not so serious matter. Enjoying Mahaprasadam is okay. But, in the family life, the enjoyment with the opposite sex is more serious matter actually. Because in that enjoyment, there is a good opportunity that one can get entangled, get attached too much. Because the enjoyment also expands. Young brahmachari, one day he says that, no, Prabhu, it is too much, I want to get married. When he is brahmachari, his requirements will be very less. When he is a brahmachari, he can go with a small bag. Sometime back, that back to Godhead, they gave a small bag, very small bag. It said back to Godhead. You can carry that. If you are going back to Godhead, you'll have to go with a little luggage, and you can't take too much luggage. A brahmachari can go with one set of dhoti kurta and just to go and stay somewhere, But a grihastha cannot, he has to carry more things. If suppose he has to go with the family, then he has to carry more luggage. Then in that situation, one gets the more tendency to be thinking that he is Purusha. Very important actually. He is not Purusha actually. But he thinks he is Purusha because he has got somebody inferior to him so that he can enjoy. Wife. Oh, you are not Purusha. I am Purusha. You are my object of enjoyment. Then the tendency to enjoy increases. Already the tendency is there. The tendency increases. Then due to that enjoyment, you get more facilities. Stri means expanding your field of activity. Stri. Obviously, some children may come. Then your necessity increases now. First one bag, then two bags. Now it will be more bags if you have to go somewhere. Then to maintain the family, then you'll have to increase your necessities also. You want in a small flat, you'll want a bigger flat. Like this, there is an opportunity that one can think of more and more so-called enjoyment, and the more and more enjoyment means more and more entanglement. The purpose is how to get disentangled, but he got more entangled. So, family life, if it is not properly performed in proper perspective of Krishna consciousness, it can be very dangerous. Meaning, the entanglement may be so tight that one actually stays back in his material world life after life. So when one actually understands that, I am not actually the Purusha. I am also a Prakriti. I am supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna. Krishna is the real enjoyer. He is the Purusha. That is mentioned everywhere. It is never mentioned that living entity becomes Purusha. He is not. He acts like Purusha. He is not. He never becomes Purusha. He acts like Purusha. So when one engages in service of Krishna, allowing him to be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord, then actually it is proper. So here, Narada Muni is explaining how the family life should be utilized in service of Krishna. Even if, suppose somebody ends up in family life, if one doesn't end up, that is more favorable situation. Enjoyment is there anyway, but different kind of enjoyment, that's all. But even the so-called enjoyment in the family life, that is also a very not permanent situation. It is just temporary situation. It is exactly like the tendency to enjoy is very strong when one is young. Young man, 25 years, 20 years, 20 years. The tendency, the senses are very strong also actually. Senses are compared to horses, senses are very strong. When actually the body grows older and older, the senses become weak. It loses the capacity to enjoy. The senses in a older body, even though the desire may be there, it loses the capacity to enjoy. You can't enjoy. Even though you may want to enjoy, you cannot enjoy. So when one is young, when one is trained how to control the senses, the horses, you know, horses have to be controlled. If they are properly controlled, and the not enjoying may be like a pain sometimes. Oh, everybody is enjoying. Why I am not enjoying, you know? So many people are enjoying in different ways. If one gets carried away by that, then you get entangled. But if one can tolerate for some time at least, yeah, let them enjoy. My purpose is to serve the Supreme Lord. This helps, the association of devotees help. A strong group of devotees, everybody wanting to serve, it helps. Strong brahmachari ashram, everybody having the one tendency to serve the Supreme Lord, it helps. So, if one can tolerate, which is actually bitter in the beginning, when one grows old actually, suppose one is 50, 60 years, the senses naturally become weak, like a horse become, you know, old horse, what it will do? Old horse become weak, he can't run so fast actually. The senses actually lose the capacity to enjoy. He can't enjoy, even though it may want to enjoy. The desire may be there, but the desire, if it is trained in Krishna consciousness, mind is having the desire. If the mind also is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he may not have the desire also. Sometimes somebody may become old, even after becoming old he wants to enjoy, meaning the mind is not trained. Even the senses are weak, mind is wanting to enjoy, see. So that mind has to be trained also to act in Krishna consciousness. When both the senses become old, they are weak to not enjoy, and the mind is also trained in service of Krishna, that is the ideal situation where one can actually think of Krishna all the time and one can actually achieve the success in life. So here Narada Muni is explaining how even in the situation of family life, one can engage the senses and the mind in service of Krishna. One can train it in such a way that one can actually be situated in full Krishna consciousness and achieve the purpose of going back to Godhead, not staying here. Staying here is not the purpose for which this body is given. This body, especially the human body, is given simply for the sake of going back to Godhead. There are other bodies. Animal bodies are there. In that, if the animal is enjoying, nobody is going to bother. We are not going to tell an animal that, hey, practice vairagya, don't enjoy. You know, it's not possible. You can't go and tell a dog, hey, don't enjoy, you know, why don't you practice some vairagya, and you know, it's not possible. But it is possible in the human form of life, the rare human form of life, which can be utilized as a boat to cross this ocean of samsara. It's like a boat. Boat is needed to cross. And the boat is this human form of life. Taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is also another boat, shelter boat. We are small boat. We can take shelter of the bigger boat, that is the lotus feet of Krishna. One can actually achieve the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead. I stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Limited to human form or limited to earth planet? Even though the question is, there are human forms in other planets also, but it is said that one can perform devotional service only in the earth planet. Whether it is restricted to earth planet or whether it is restricted to human form. This form, human form, is actually godly form. It is actually Krishna's form that we have hired it. It's like Krishna has said, okay, let these people have form like me. Krishna is having the two-hand form. That's the original form. It's the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he expanded, he manifested four hands actually. But the real original form is two-handed form. That form, the Supreme Lord says, okay, you people have it. And in the earthly planet we have, the demigods also have a, let us say, godly form, Krishna's form, human-like form. For the matter of convenience, let us not confuse ourselves, human form. Krishna has given the human being this form. Demigods also have a similar form. We go to Pitruloka, they also have. 400 forms are very special, you know, 200 forms are many. Tapalok, Janalok, they also have two hands only there. You go to lower planetary system, there are various species, but then human, like demoniac species, they also have two hands only. So, even though this form is in different planetary systems, higher planets also and lower planets also, middle planet, it is restricted to the earthly planet, where devotional service can be very easily performed, because in those planets, it's not a question of having a human form, it's a question of the atmosphere there. You may be having a human-like form, but if you land up in heaven, there the facilities are so alluring that the tendency to enjoy will be more, and people end up invariably enjoying there. So in different planetary system, there are different kinds of atmosphere there. One gets influenced by that and he naturally gets involved with those activities which are, you know, natural for that particular planetary system. Same thing in the lower planetary system also. So the middle planetary system in the human form is the most conducive. Even if you have a human-like form in the lower planet or higher planet, it is not conducive to do devotional service. The middle planetary system in the human form is conducive. Here if you have a lower species of life, it is not possible. It is not the planetary system. It is both planetary system and the form of life you have. So in this planetary system, both heavenly happiness is also there to some extent and hellish suffering is also there to some extent, but then the valuable opportunity of the path of self-realization is also available here. So that is possible when one has a human form in this planetary system. So having a human form in the middle planetary system is the most conducive, earth planetary system. Even in the middle planetary system also there are so many other dvipas, right? But it is specifically said that this earth planet is the most conducive place to perform devotional service. Yes. Expansions of these three, of the Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. These are the expansions of that. Vasudeva, these three Purushas only are there, no? He is only three Purushas. These three Purushas are... Because from Sankarshan onwards only, the Krishna doesn't get involved with all the material things, you know. These material expansions are coming. From Sankarshan onwards only they get involved. Sankarshan onwards. That is why Sankarshan is the origin of the entire material creation. Sankarshan. So Sankarshan expands as Mahavishnu. From there, See, there are two things. You know, it is said that these are the expansions. It is also said that from Mahavishnu, Garbhodayaka Vishnu expands, right? From Garbhodayaka Sai Vishnu, Shirodayaka Sai Vishnu expands. So, correlated. Even the expansion, they just represent this. Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Different places they are mentioned in different ways. Vasudev? Sankarshan. Okay. So what you are saying? Consciousness, see, four, in the subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego and consciousness. Mana, buddhi, ahankar and chitta. So they are representing this. Consciousness is Vasudev. Vasudev, Vasu, Visuddha Sattva, Suddha Sattva. One has to come to the Suddha Sattva state. So like that. So that is, they manifest in the living entity as a subtle body. We are now talking about the universe, universal consciousness. Krishna is the universal consciousness. So Krishna is pervading the entire universe by means of his universal consciousness. That is why Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is consciousness. He is pervading not only the entire universe. Within the living entity, for him to function, subtle body is necessary. Without subtle body, the subtle body is like an interface. You know, it's an interface between the gross body, which is dead matter, and soul, which is, you know, spiritual. You need an intermediate medium between this. Otherwise, this is oil and this is water. There is no connection, you know. The subtle body acts like an intermediate thing, you know, which can communicate from the soul to the dead body and dead body to soul, the experiences. So, that subtle body thing, four aspects are represented by these four features actually, Chaturvyuha. That's a different thing altogether. The consciousness becomes contaminated by entanglement in the material world. The whole process is to purify the consciousness. When one purifies the consciousness, it is as good as spirit soul, then one can live there. As long as the consciousness is contaminated, one has to take a material body. When the conscious becomes completely purified, non-different from spiritual nature, one can see the spiritual nature himself. One can experience the spiritual nature himself. Then he doesn't have to take any material body. He is unfit. A person who has 100% purified his consciousness is unfit to take any material body. So the whole spiritual practice is to get unfit to be here. So that four tattvas representing the subtle mind, intelligence, ego and consciousness is very different thing than these three purushas who are the consciousness for that particular aspect of universe. Number of souls? Yeah, 84 lakh species. In each species, unlimited number of souls are there. Suppose human species, there are so many, you are also human being, I am also human being. So, human species, what happened? There are so many human beings are there. That is one. Fish is one species. There are so many fishes, you know. 84 lakh species in each species, into so many souls in each species. So unlimited number of living entities. What is that? Quantity, number of souls. Number of souls, it is always mentioned that unlimited, infinity. Infinity means, you know, very big, no figure that, you know, you can't even imagine. How many? One. After that, how many zeros? Zero, 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 zero. You can't even say how many, you know. So it is always said infinity. So how many number of souls in this universe? Infinite number of souls. We can't even count them. Krishna only can count because he knows, you know, because he is pervading everywhere. He knows how many souls. But he has not told us, because if he tells, we will be bewildered. He said, TK, Abhijit, you don't have to know how many are there. Because it will be beyond our conceivable limits, inconceivable. You can't conceive it, so better you worry about what is necessary for you. So necessary is given, 84 lakh species, you are there and you get out of this material world simply by devotional service, that is given, that's all. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitagaura Premanande. You are a little late.